I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. The evangelicalization of the United States government continues apace. Now it looks like it could get us killed. Oh, sure, their rejection of the whole idea of climate change is going to get us all killed. But now the administration has put their chief evangelical, and no, we're not talking about Donald Trump, because I don't think he really has any religious beliefs at all. No, I'm talking about the number two man, Mike Pence, now in charge of dealing with the coronavirus looming potential catastrophe. The problem is that Mike Pence is an evangelical science denier. He doesn't believe in science. When you're trying to stop a disease that could kill millions, science and believing in it is kind of important. Mike Pence believes that global warming is a myth. He doesn't believe that smoking can kill you. But you can't say he's not had any experience dealing with a health crisis. Well, he didn't deal with it. He created it. In his state, he cut funding to Planned Parenthood and opposed needle exchange programs. The result was a rapidly expanding HIV crisis. It was a complete disaster. But sadly, that's the extent of Mike Pence's medical experience. Causing problems, not solving them. I am not in any way reassured. In fact, it looks like our government's response to COVID-19 is turning into a huge clusterfuck. Nobody seems to know what they're doing. Trump has already fired the experts in the government that we used to have, whose job was to focus on exactly this kind of crisis. We are completely unprepared for this right now. And in addition, we've got a president who seems only concerned that this might impact his reelection. And now, with Mike Pence in charge, everything has to go through him. They're going to make sure that no negative news about the COVID-19 virus comes out. None of this is going to end well. The major problem is that evangelicals are not, in general, rational human beings. They don't really understand cause and effect. All they understand is God and effect. And their views get really, really twisted. I realize this is hyperbole coming from Mike Huckabee, but who the hell would say this? He claimed that Trump could personally suck the virus out of every one of the 60,000 people in the world and suck it out of their lungs, swim to the bottom of the ocean and spit it out, and he would be accused of pollution for messing up the ocean. And he's right, because that's not how science and medicine works. I understand the homophobic Mike Huckabee is a little overly obsessed with the whole concept of sucking other people, but you don't suck disease out of anyone. You can't even suck out poison, you know, the whole thing with the rattlesnake bite. No, you suck out the poison. Even that doesn't work. That would probably make things worse. And boy, can you imagine Donald Trump traveling around the country finding young women and claiming that he needed to press his lips against theirs so he could suck the virus out of them. That wouldn't go well. But let me put this in words that Mike Huckabee might be able to understand. No matter how hard you suck on someone, you're not going to be able to suck out their demons. Are we clear, Mike? Are you going to stop embarrassing yourself now? No, I didn't think so. And I just can't see Trump swimming anywhere, let alone to the bottom of the ocean. Thankfully, he seems to be more a fan of golf than swimming, so we're not subjected to seeing him in a Speedo. But at least now you know what that Suck Trump hashtag is all about. Now, what used to be the Justice Department, now under Bill Barr, it's something entirely different. Certainly a branch of Donald Trump Inc., but it's also a branch of Evangelical Inc. Because Bill Barr is a true believer. He's a theocrat. He doesn't really believe in democracy. He believes that we should be a theocracy. And he's serious about it. He's no joking around about this. And he is very much for twisting the power of the United States government and the power of our law enforcement to serve his Christian dominionist aims. And they're doing that now with a preemptive lawsuit filed by a Kentucky wedding photographer who claims her interpretation of her Christian religion bars her from taking photos of weddings of same-sex couples. And so Bill Barr, I mean, this is preemptive, and Bill Barr jumps in to support her, which is totally bizarre because this is preemptive. She's got no case. She's never had same-sex couples try to hire her. But she's got the Wackaloons from the far, far, far right-wing Alliance Defending Freedom, and they filed a lawsuit anyway. I mean, how do you have standing to sue over something that hasn't happened to you yet? I don't know. I do know that the Alliance Defending Freedom is considered a hate group, and they work really hard to maintain the appropriateness of that label. So I'm not sure they should be in court in the first place, because I don't see how they have any kind of standing, but the Justice Department wrote a 23-page statement of interest saying that the court should find the plaintiffs have demonstrated a likelihood of success on the merits. So you get what's happening here. The Department of Justice is trying to tell judges how to decide cases before the cases even began. In their really insane argument, the Justice Department is saying that free speech is the same as doing a task. So taking a picture is a form of free speech. And if someone doesn't want to do that form of free speech, you can't make them. Now, of course, this is the same Justice Department that's fine with requiring doctors to lie to their patients about abortions, which is mandated by law in several states. In those cases, the doctors have to actually move their mouths and say the required words, even though those required words force them to violate their Hippocratic Oath and are total bullshit. That's fine. But having to take a picture? Well, that's just one step too far in violating people's free speech rights. Now, the honest truth is, no gay couple wants this asshole woman to photograph their wedding. I wouldn't want to be at the same wedding with her if I were a wedding guest. She's awful. Who would want that kind of negative, awful energy? So really, you can't really force these people to do this stuff. But we do need to do something, because the whole point behind discriminating against people is giving you the ability to humiliate them. So when an unsuspecting couple walks into her place of business, she can say, "Oh, we don't serve the likes of you. You're sinners and going to hell." And it's just a way to humiliate them to their face, because most of these people are really deep down at their heart just bullies. Hateful bullies. And I think maybe the solution is that if you want to discriminate against any group, you need to post that and your reasons in front of your store so that the people you hate won't walk in there to be humiliated by you. And of course, even though I am not in that category of the people who they hate, my wife is, and I'd certainly want to avoid businesses that are anti-gay. But it gets more complicated, because we have a long history with this, where the same crap was done to people who were black, and the same point behind it to humiliate black people. And I don't think we want to go back to that day when that was possible to do, but I also don't see the logic of saying, well, you have to serve black people, but you don't have to serve gay people. So it's kind of a complicated issue, but whatever the actual solution comes down to, it is not just allowing people to discriminate against others at will. That does not work in our society. I mean, it works for the bigots and the racists and the haters, but it doesn't work for the rest of us. And you have to keep in mind that the Alliance Defending Freedom is a religious-based organization that is truly terrible. They've supported the recriminalization of homosexuality in the U.S. and criminalization of abroad. They defend state-sanctioned sterilization of trans people abroad. They've linked homosexuality to pedophilia and claim that the homosexual agenda will destroy Christianity and society. I don't know how that's going to work. Might destroy the awful, perverted brand of Christianity that bigots and hate-filled monsters like you practice. But it doesn't actually have much to do with actual Christianity, where the message was love and acceptance, something that you do not display at all. But let's close on a more popular note. Alex Newell, who played Unique Adams on Glee, he now has a feature role on Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, which I guess I should start watching. And I heard an interview where he was talking about how he'd been singing in church since he was very young, and when he came out, he was completely rejected by the pastor at that church. But the story has a good ending, because the pastor left, and a new pastor came in, a new pastor who accepted him and was proud of his accomplishments. And as much negative stuff as we hear about churches, there are some very good, warm-hearted, loving pastors out there, and we need to focus on that.